Hey, welcome to Forever Home, a regular feature here on KUMD, helping shelter animals in the Northland find their forever homes. Hannah Weiberg of Animal Allies Humane Society joins us on the line this morning. Hey, Hannah, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lisa.
One of the animals that we're featuring this week is a dog who is an abuse case, and I had the opportunity to chat with a volunteer who had him out in the yard and was working with him. And apparently the first week that he'd been at the shelter, he was just cowering away from everybody. And this dog was friendly and approached people, but I saw the way he cuddled with the volunteer. He kind of hugged him and stuck his whole head in the guy, inside the guy's hoodie. And it just broke my heart. Talk a little bit about Max and about abuse cases in the Northland. Are there a lot of them?
Right. Well, we'll start with Max here. You're right. Max was very timid when he first came in. We did have prior knowledge of his abuse case, so we were prepared for that. But he has opened up quite a bit since he's been with us, and having our volunteers work regularly with the animals helps them to come out of their shell. We do get abuse cases from time to time. The biggest misconception people have with these cases is that if they see a dog we get in who is really timid, really shy, really scared, it's easy to automatically assume that they've been abused, but oftentimes that's actually not the case. So we definitely only state these cases as we actually have knowledge of the abuse. So Max, we know for sure that he was abused, but a lot of these animals who do act shy or scared have not necessarily been abused. It's just very stressful for them to have lost their previous living environment, and the change is a lot for them to get used to.
And yeah, they're sensitive, and making that transition to a shelter, and the fact that we can't tell them you're safe, it's okay,
right,
is one of the biggest griefs of anybody who loves animals. So talk about the other animals that we're featuring this week.
Yeah, so we have two other cats that we're featuring. One is named Mr. Pistachio. He's my personal favorite right now. He's 4 years old, came in as a stray originally, and we were unable to locate his owners, and so we are adopting him out to a new family.
The rumor is that Mr. Pistachio really hates being in a crate.
He hated it. It was really sad, kind of funny at the same time, though, because he would spend his entire time trying to reach out of the bars of his kennel to grab everybody who was walking by. He just wanted to be with you. And so he was starting to lose some of the hair on his arms because he was reaching through so many times. And so we have him now in our shelter operation director's office.
He was promoted to office cat so that he would feel better about it. And when I was there earlier this week, he had taken over actually Daryl's desk chair, and Daryl had nowhere to sit. Daryl had to stand and use his stand-up desk instead.
Yeah, I've heard this week his favorite is his keyboard. So
good.
Something else being taken over this week.
So okay,
Mr. Pistachio is available for adoption. And then we also have Lucky. She's a 7-year-old female cat, domestic long hair. And she came from a previous home that was no longer able to care for her. Loves dogs and kids and other felines.
Oh, she sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So she can go into the home of an animal lover that's already got a full house. So
yes, as long as they're introduced properly, we always coach our adopters on how to properly introduce animals into your home.
Hannah, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you on the line.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
You can see photos of Max and Mr. Pistachio and Lucky and other animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Just go online to KUMD.org. You can find Forever Home under Northland Morning's drop-down menu. Read their stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.